Welcome to Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu. This is a weekly public affairs program designed to keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. Now here's Vin Ebenu with this week's Jersey Shore Journal.
And a good evening to you. I hope that you've all had a great weekend, and I thank you for joining me tonight to discuss the Jersey Shore. We're getting ready for Memorial Day weekend and, of course, the summer season ahead here in Ocean and Monmouth counties. And my guest on the show tonight is Ocean County Commissioner Director Joe Vicari, the liaison to tourism here in Ocean County as well. Looking ahead to summer, then Dan Alexander will join us for a look at what's on the Jersey Shore calendar. When I was a kid growing up in Toms River, I loved waking up every morning in the summer when the heat was just starting to rise and there were enough shadows in the backyard to make it feel cool enough. But going back there, going on the swing sets, playing ball, just going to the beach or the boardwalk, beyond that, library, going to a ball game, hanging out with friends. I just loved being outside. I would be out there all day, every day. Sometimes I'd go outside and play in the rain, play ball, right? Just love being outside. Still do. Love being outside. And there's so much to do in Ocean County and Monmouth County as well, where throughout the course of the next few months, basically between now and even till October, you know, when we're still getting nice weather, just so much to do outside. You know, why spend a day inside if you don't have to? Just go outside, enjoy the beauty of Ocean County, lots of great parks, lots of great beaches, and just so much to do. So much to do with the family, with the kids, with friends, for family and friends that are out of town who are coming to visit the Jersey Shore. So many different choices of activities and different things to do with them and with each other. You're looking for places to go, things to do on dates as well. Plenty of opportunities to go and enjoy everybody's company, have some fun, have some laughs, enjoy the beauty of the environment here in Ocean County, just so much more. Take advantage of this nice weather that we're having and go outside, go exploring. You never know. You may find something even in your own backyard that you've never gone to before. And you're like, you know what? This was a great opportunity to go check this out. We have such a great community here at the Jersey Shore. So much to do in Ocean County and Monmouth County. And I hope it's a spectacular summer for everybody who lives here, all of our guests, all of our businesses and restaurants. You know, together we can make this a fantastic summer here at the Jersey Shore. Guest on the show tonight is Ocean County Commissioner Director Joe Vicari, liaison to tourism here in Ocean County. Commissioner Vicari recently joined myself and Dave Crossan on Short Time with Vin and Dave, which is on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on 94.3 The Point. And we discussed what's ahead this summer in Ocean County. We're getting you ready for springtime, but also summer, because who doesn't love a summer here in Ocean County? I know I do. Born and raised here in Toms River, and here to talk about some of the fun events and things to do this summer in Ocean County is Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari, liaison to tourism here in Ocean County, giving us a look at what's ahead. And want to welcome you on back, Commissioner Vicari. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure to be here. We have all good news for Ocean County. As you know, our leading industry is tourism. It's a great industry. It's clean. It's $7 billion a year just for Ocean County. For every dollar that comes into our county that's spent, it circulates seven times around, and that's why it's very, very important to us. Another thing that's important also is that most of our businesses, 98% of all small businesses, four or five people, which is very important because it gives a lot of people something very important. It's opportunity, and they can expand. The biggest problem, as we mentioned before, it's getting workers. It has good points and bad points. The good points is that the salaries are going up.
It's very competitive.
So at one time, someone in school or they wanted a part-time job, it was low entry-level salaries. Now, if you have a skill and you work hard with your hands and you want to put the hours in, you do very, very well in the tourist industry.
Sure. Yeah. Are you finding that certain economic challenges or labor shortage are a reason that some of these small businesses are businesses that would do well in the summer are kind of struggling to find workers right now for the summer season?
Well, it's very competitive. As I said before, what's happening is that the more you pay, the more people that come in. Mm-hmm. So if you pay well, they come in, but everyone is making money. And when I say everyone, I've never seen anything like before, like last summer. This year, it looks like it's going to be the same way, where people that come in Ocean County, they love it. And then one of the reasons why, they want to stay in the United States. We're tourist-friendly. We have the best coastline, in my opinion, that you can find. 44 miles of beautiful coastline.
You heard it here first, Steve.
Yes.
That's right. The water is clean. It's safe. They love the type of sand that we have, that sugar type of a sand.
Yeah.
44 miles of coastline, a beautiful view. And if you don't like the ocean, well, you have Barnegat Bay. You can go boating. You can go swimming. You can go fishing. So there's a lot of things to do. And it's very diverse right now in Ocean County. As I mentioned before, we have 44 miles of coastline. It's 10% of the entire state of New Jersey in Ocean County. So you can go from the ocean to the bay to Plumstead to Jackson Township.
Yeah.
Great Adventure. You can go horseback riding. And the list goes on and on and on. There are so many things to do in Ocean County. But it's family oriented.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do, where the people can come with their family for several days. The prices are reasonable in comparison to the rest of the United States. And they want to stay in a country where they feel safe. I think security is very important to us.
Mm.
We have an excellent park system.
Yeah.
The library system. I mean, when you come in here, you can use all the facilities, and both of those are, you know, free of charge. And people like it. They come with their families, their children, their grandparents sometimes also. Many times the grandparents live in Ocean County. They invite their grandchildren down for a week.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have over 200,000 senior citizens in Ocean County.
Yeah.
And most came from North Jersey, and they always invite their children, but most of all, their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important with the county park system. The children love coming to Ocean County, especially when you look at their faces the first time they see the ocean and the waves, and they talk about things like, where are the whales? Where are the porpoises? And that's very important. And actually, a lot of times you can see the porpoises jumping up and down because the water quality today is cleaner today than it was 25, 30 years ago.
It's great stuff, yeah.
All good stuff.
Yeah, and people, you know, whether they want to go to the beach and, you know, get a tan or take a dip in the water, go swimming, catch the waves. Yeah, people love coming to Ocean County to check out the beaches, whether, you know, any of the municipal beaches, Island Beach State Park, or some of the local lakes and rivers, Barnegat Bay, or whether you're going to the beach to go swimming, Commissioner Vicari, or even just checking out the sunset, going on a boat ride. I mean, there's like a lot of different ways that you can enjoy the Ocean County coast. I know, going in the water or just checking it out for yourself.
The best thing is the food.
Yeah.
Go for a slice of
food's
pizza.
Great, yes.
Let's go for French fries. Let's go for a hot dog. Let's go for a nice sausage and pepper sandwich.
There you go.
So that's what people really enjoy. So it's something for all people, no matter what your age is, from the beach to the ocean to boating to fishing to the food establishments. And if it rains or whatever the case may be, you can go to one of the malls and go shopping.
Or the arcades, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
The arcades are doing very well. They all, you know, technology is taking over.
Do you have a favorite boardwalk food that is like your go-to? Like, okay, you're going down the boardwalk, or is it like whatever you're smelling that day and night?
Yeah,
it's like,
you know,
I got to get that.
It's all the smell. Once you smell a sausage and pepper sandwich, there's nothing you can
forget
do.
Forget about it, yeah.
Yeah,
get
forget
in
about
there.
It. And I love the pizza, of course. The pizza is really outrageous. There's nothing like the smell of good food on a boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. You get that nice day, seagulls making their noise, smell of all different kind of foods up and down the boardwalk.
And the seagulls are getting very brave lately.
Yes, they
are.
See
something, they are getting very brave. They'll come after you. Yeah.
Don't feed the seagulls, people. You know, it's also a great opportunity. So you have a day on the beach, you can hang out on the boardwalk, people can go on the rides or check out all these small shops, these boutiques up and down the boardwalk as well, and it gives people something else to do, support small businesses always. But, I mean, this is a great time of year for Ocean County businesses on the boardwalk or somewhere inland to really thrive with not just people who live and work in Ocean County, but people coming here for the summer to visit or coming down for a week and checking out all these different shops in Ocean County.
You know, most people that purchase a home in Ocean County, they came here for the summer or they came here for a visit. And even if you walk down a boardwalk, there's nothing like that fresh air.
Yeah.
And you feel it. It feels good for your lungs when you smell it. And most people that visit us, of course, are from North Jersey.
Right.
So there's a big difference. Now, I'm originally from North Jersey. I'm a Jersey City guy.
Okay.
So there you
go. When I first came down to Ocean County, we called it the country because that's what it was. It was the country. We didn't call it we called it South Jersey. We're going to South Jersey.
Right.
And that's what everyone refers to it even today. They don't call it Central Jersey or anything else. once you go over the bridge, the Raritan Bridge, it is South Jersey. And that just stayed with me for many, many years.
There you go.
I've been very fortunate, you know, in Ocean County. We had, at that time, the homes were reasonable. We had a great school system. There was a lot of opportunity. I was very fortunate to become a teacher here for many years.
That's right.
Ran for, you know, mayor of my town, Toms River. Now I'm a county commissioner for 42 years. So it was a great run that I had. But it was a lot of accomplishments. I've seen the county grow. I've seen it improve. And now I've seen many changes that have taken place, all for the better. They all said after the superstorm that Ocean County would not come back again. And we rebranded it. We came back bigger and stronger than ever before. If you go down the coastline, you see some of the beautiful homes that are on the coast.
It's yeah.
Incredible. From Point Pleasant to Seaside Heights, Seaside Park, LBI, Long Beach Island.
That's right.
And
it's gorgeous.
Very beautiful, really gorgeous homes. It's stronger now. They're more resilient than ever before. But I think it's the good thing is that you know, people are like walking in the sand. They like something different. And they feel good about themselves. When people have a house in Ocean County, they take up a lot of pride in what they do.
Sure.
And that's what's very important is they're proud to say, you know, I'm from Ocean County. I came from North Jersey. I didn't say I'm from Jersey City or Hudson County. I came here and said,
Ocean County.
Right. I'm Ocean County. I'm proud to be in Ocean County. And my children are in Ocean County. And that's what I think is very important to us because you have the country, the rural area. You have the beaches. You have the sand. You know, there's many things that you can do. And, I mean, $7 billion a year just in Ocean County that's spent, that says a lot.
Wow.
What's taking place.
You know, certainly 2020 was sort of that stop set of, you know, shutting things down and kind of limiting what can and can't be done. But how have you seen Ocean County tourism bounce back from 2021 to 2022? And, you know, where are things at heading into the summer of 2023 here for Ocean County tourism, you know, in terms of the economy and how it's impacting businesses and restaurants, you know, that affect that directly affect Ocean County tourism and that tourism numbers directly affect
extraordinary. We have never experienced the growth as far as homes, as far as people spending money, as far as the businesses, as far as restaurants, franchises coming into Ocean County as we have right now. So it's really a great opportunity. We never thought it was going to come back as it came back now. Just try to look at the inventory of homes as we were talking about before. As far as waterfront homes, anything on the water is really very, very high. Now, because of that, they pay more in taxes, but the tax rate went down 2 cents because the money is coming in more so than ever before because the houses are worth more and more money. And people realize that. But in comparison to the rest of the state of New Jersey, the tax is still cheaper in Ocean County than it is anyplace else in most places.
There you go.
And that's what it comes down to because people want to save on taxes because they realize the basic needs in life are very expensive. For example, food. Food is unbelievable. No matter where you go in the United States, it's very expensive. And if you feed yourself and your family and your children, what's left?
Right.
And they look for things to go where they don't have to pay. There's many places in tourism, for example, whether it be you know, fireworks or different activities.
Yeah, people love fireworks.
Music, they love all of that stuff. The children go with them. They're in awe of what they see, and they just love it. So those activities are important to all of us. Of the 33 towns in Ocean County, virtually every single one has something going on this summer.
Yeah.
From Memorial Day until Labor Day. And at one time, the summer season would stop at Labor Day. Now it keeps on going
local
on until
summer.
October,
that's
November.
True.
It's a longer and longer summer. We've been very lucky the last 2 years as far as snowstorms.
We didn't
have
true.
Major
yeah.
snowstorms.
Especially this past winter, nothing.
Especially the past winter. I mean, it's good.
Nothing.
And you know, we have a lot of the pine lands in Ocean County, which is good. So you can't build on it. Over 60% of the land will always be vacant. But the pine lands is very important to us in Ocean County because it's open spaces.
Yeah,
and it will always be open spaces. It's mandated not only by the state of New Jersey, but the Board of Chosen Commissioners has purchased a lot of land that will always be open, which is good. So it's and it's open for you want to go hiking, you want to go for a walk with your children, or just to have a nice day and just clear your mind and just look at the
absolutely
the trees.
I do that sometimes.
Do that.
We've got a lot of great parks in Ocean County, whether it's you know, a day where you're looking for shade or some cool breeze or going for a run or a walk. You know, people walk
change
their
it up,
dogs
right?
at the park and everything. It's, you know, I live right by Caddis Island County Park and everything. That's one of my go-tos. And then you got Double Trouble State Park over in Berkeley and everything. So, I mean, there's a lot of great places to go exploring and just kind of like escape to that alternate reality within Ocean County.
You know, I also live by Caddis Island, and you want to take my grandchildren there. It's really fun. You go into the nature center.
Yeah.
You go on a boardwalk there.
A lot of great activities
and,
for the kids.
You say, how can this be in the middle of a Tom's River? How can this be right off Fisher Boulevard? It's like you're in a different state.
Right.
It's hard to believe sometimes.
It's true.
But that's what makes Ocean County very unique, because we had long-term planning and a great vision going back many years ago. And we said we do not want to change the characteristic of what Ocean County is all about. So whether you go to Plumstead with the horse riding over there, the open fields, or you go to Tom's River, you go to high density areas. We have, for an example, we have an outstanding college, Ocean County College.
Yeah,
right.
We're a great vocational school.
Great
shows.
We have
the largest library system in the state, but the different programs we have are tremendous, all free.
Yeah.
And you can park your car and go for a walk, whether it be Point Pleasant Beach or Ortley Beach or Seaside Heights, Seaside Park. And it not only is it all free, but you feel comfortable walking there with your family. And that's what we've always tried to do in Ocean County. Most people live from paycheck to paycheck.
I would say
60% of all the people in most cases. You have a lot of seniors that are living, you know, from paycheck to paycheck on fixed income. It's never been as tight as, I think, the last year. I hope it gets a little bit better because of inflation. But you know something? They can still smile. They can be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can live. The key word, I think, when you live in Ocean County is live with respect and dignity.
Mm. Right.
And they feel that. You know, they can have their own house, even if it's a small house. They can have their own house. They have their own apartment. They can have their own townhouse or whatever the case may be. It's called ownership. Ownership, in my opinion, has always been very, very important to me. I mean, as a city person living a little differently, to come up down here to give me an opportunity to buy a house and say, you know, this house is mine. I own it.
Right.
That's very, Good very point. Important. And it's the aspiration that people have someday, I want to own something. Again, if you want to rent, it's up to you if you don't want the responsibility. But a lot of people feel, this is mine. This is my piece of land.
Right.
This is what America is all about. America is all about having the American dream. Owning a house, owning your own business eventually, or working a job that you really like doing, you really enjoy doing.
Absolutely.
Ocean County is number one.
And you brought up a great point, too. For a lot of seniors that have relocated to Ocean County, they were up north, sold their houses up north, came down here. And to your point with the lower taxes, so important. And there's so many great retirement communities in the area.
We have 92 retirement communities. And what was good years ago when they sold a house up North Jersey, what happened was they were able to purchase a home cash down here.
Correct.
Put some money in a bank because the property values were so much lower here and higher
right.
over there. So they were really a step up in what they were doing. So they did very, very well for themselves. They enjoy it. Most of them, because of their age, live on Social Security. And they can make it. They can pay their bills. But we have 92 communities that are over here, which is basically with senior citizens. And it's easy for us to help them because a lot of times they have some common needs that we're able to take care of.
There you go. You know, Commissioner Vicari, Dave and I have been talking on Shore Time here recently about different great food options in Ocean County, from steakhouses to seafood restaurants and ice cream shops and Italian ice places. I mean, do you have a favorite seafood dish or a favorite kind of ice cream cone or ice cream dish that you go out for a night in Ocean County? Like, this is what I'm going to go get.
Well, as you can tell from my heritage, I love Italian food.
There you go.
I look nice and healthy. And it's whatever you have. And, you know, the food is reasonable in comparison to other places you go to in Ocean County. And I don't want to mention any restaurants in Oregon.
Name drop here.
Can't show favoritism.
I'm not going to do that. But there's nothing like having a nice pasta, a nice steak,
there you go.
A nice Italian sausage. Gravy.
Love it.
See, okay, here's the test.
All right.
Is it gravy or sauce?
Now, sauce is the red stuff
you say
that
gravy.
You put on pasta.
I say gravy.
Yes, you do.
Anyone
yes.
from North Jersey
yes.
who have Italian descent, we say gravy. Is there anything you want to say?
Gravy is the
gravy.
Stuff you put on roast beef.
That's right. That's what you say. That's right. They call it Americans. You guys are all the same. But the older generation, like myself, we like to call it gravy.
Yes.
We enjoy it. We know good gravy And we know good Italian bread. That's all I'm going to say on
It's that classic debate. Sauce versus gravy and then pork roll versus Taylor
Ham.
They
still talk about pork roll.
I mean, New Jersey Lottery's got that ticket out now.
You can talk about anything you want. I like to use the term pork roll.
Same.
I do the same, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate test of like, okay, where are you from in New Jersey? Are you a pork roll or a Taylor Ham kind of person?
They ask that in the, when I go and say Parkway, what exit do you get off?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right here, exit 82. That's where
that's
I get
it.
Off.
You got 82. That's the best.
Commissioner Vicari, appreciate you coming on and talking about some great food and some great activities coming up and beaches in Ocean County this summer as well.
Yeah, the beaches are great. The water quality is outstanding. And you can go watching a whale or watch a dolphin go jumping up and down. And
it's
very enjoyable. It's very, very peaceful. And that's what people want, peace and tranquility. And they want to be an individual. They want to be themselves.
Sure.
They want to go to the ocean. Let me take a walk and just clear my mind.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And feel good about myself. But they feel safe. They feel secure. And it's fresh air. It's the American dream. So Ocean County can still give any American, our children, our grandchildren. And one of the reasons why I'm in public office is to give these opportunities, not only to myself and to my children, but more so our grandchildren, our children's children.
There you
and
go.
We may manage to do it. We want to keep the character of Ocean County exactly similar or the same as what we have experienced. And we just want to make sure we can give it a tradition that was as it has been for many, many years. So I thank you for coming today and sharing some happiness with everybody.
Appreciate your time as always, Commissioner Vicari.
Thank you. We certainly appreciate it.
That is Ocean County Commissioner Joe Vicari, liaison to tourism here in Ocean County. It'll be a great summer ahead here in Ocean County. We got you covered as well at 943thepoint.com.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu. Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, there's just so much to do in Ocean County and Monmouth County, so many activities, so many events going on, not just in the days ahead, but the weeks and months ahead as well, and certainly several opportunities to help support a lot of great nonprofits here at the Jersey Shore. For what's going on the Jersey Shore calendar, here is Dan Alexander tonight to give you a look at what's ahead. Good evening, Dan.
Vin, coming up Friday, June 2nd, the South Third Firehouse Ladies Auxiliary holds a murder mystery dinner at the South Third Firehouse on Route 9 in Howell starting at 7. Sunday, June 4th, the Manahawk and Elks Lodge holds their summer market at their lodge from 9 until 3 with over 50 area vendors showcasing their products. And Sunday, June 10th, Popcorn Park Zoo holds their second annual Lions, Tigers, and Beers Festival at the zoo in Forked River from 4 until 8, featuring tastings of over 30 local beers, wines, and craft cocktails while strolling the 7-acre animal refuge. To get your nonprofit club or organization's event listed on the community calendar, click the submit link at the top of the community calendar page on this station's website. For Jersey Shore Journal, I'm Dan Alexander.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu. Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu.
Well, it's time for me to say goodbye and goodnight, but we do have a full look at what's going on in Jersey Shore news and events on our free Town Square Media family of apps here in Monmouth and Ocean Counties. Have a great night and a great week ahead, everybody. Enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the indoors, enjoy everything about the Jersey Shore this week. Talk to you soon.
This has been Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu, a public affairs presentation of Town Square Media. Join us again next week as we keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on Jersey Shore Journal, please email the host, vin.ebenu@townsquaremedia.com.